has spoken for the first time since the conflict between Israel and Hamas broke out.
Our escalation of our front, which is the moral of our enemy towards Lebanon. I'll say it with all the transparency. In our front, all options are open.
He also warned of a wider war if Israel doesn't stop its assault on Gaza. This afternoon, Hamas officials claim a number of people have died in an Israeli strike on an ambulance convoy. Israel's military is investigating what happened. Scotland's First Minister has spoken of his relief after his mother and father-in-law escaped Gaza. The couple from Dundee, who were trapped there for weeks because of the conflict, had been visiting relatives. Meanwhile, Rishi Sunak says it would be provocative and disrespectful to hold any protests linked to the war on Armistice Day. The Prime Minister suggested there's a clear and present risk that war memorials could be desecrated a week on Saturday. A pro-Palestinian rally is planned in central London then. Organisers insist they won't march anywhere near Whitehall, where the cenotaph is. Our crime correspondent Martin Brunt says police are working on contingency measures in any case.
The police have said today that they are talking to certainly the organisers of a planned main event, and there appears to be an agreement at the moment that will not go near Whitehall and the cenotaph.
A 23-year-old man's been arrested in Essex after a young boy died on this morning's school run. He and another child were hit by a car in the village of Stock near Chelmsford. And one of Britain's wealthiest men is said to be willing to pump nearly £250 million into the infrastructure at Manchester United. It's thought Sir Jim Ratcliffe is edging closer towards a 25% takeover of the club. That's the latest. I'm Tom Howergham.
Thanks, Tom.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight we'll continue to see clouds and the odd showers. Skies will become clear later and winds will diminish to around 5 or 6 miles per hour tonight, leading to a cool night with highs of 11 and overnight lows of 4.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Fascination, fascination, it's just
Fascination Alphabet. What a way to start an hour. Now, if you're looking for something to do over the weekend, you can go along to the Brentwood Arts Society annual exhibition. Now, it is on until the 30th of November, but you know what it's like? You say, oh, I'll go next week or I'll go tomorrow, and it never happens. So put the date in your diary or go along tomorrow. Well, the exhibition is open at the following times. You ready for this? 7 till 9 p.m. Wednesdays, 10 till 10 a.m. That is, till 12 p.m. Thursdays and Fridays, 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. That's a very short window. But Saturdays, 5 till 6 p.m. and Sundays, 11:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. Now, there's a members bar as well, available for all the people that go along to have a view, I should say. It's free entry as well. For more details, yep, you know where to go. phoenixfm.com. You'll see the events tab there. Go onto that and it'll be shining straight in front of you. So it's from Friday the 3rd of November, which is now, right the way through to the 30th. But as I say, don't put it off. Go and see it as soon as possible. Right, now we are going to take you all the way back to 19. Do you know the year? Nightingale. Yeah, it was from 1975, that one. Reached to number 8 as well. Also had another one in the charts a couple of years later, I think. A Love Hit Me. That at number 11. Yeah. Right, now, so we have a Nowy. Come on then. This is actually from a couple of years ago. This is Haim. Yes, the Three Sisters. Now I'm in it. Can't not be friends, can't not pretend that Heim. You know, I love people's quotes. Cher once said, my mum said to me, you know, sweetheart, I can't do an American accent. Shall I give it a go? No, I won't give it a go. Anyway, she said, my mum said to me, you know, sweetheart, one day you should settle down and marry a rich man. And I said, not me, but Cher, mum, I am a rich man.
I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
Influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, Nicole, who is just moving today, oh, congratulations, wants to rule the world.
You light the skies up above me. A star so bright, you blind me. Yeah, don't close.
It all goes well with the move today. Take that and rule the world. Right, coming up to the traffic, we have police. Don't stand too close to me.
young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing. This girl's an open page, bookmarking. She's so close now. This girl is half his age.
FM travel news.
Well, the M25 clockwise, slow moving traffic between Junction 6, Waltham Abbey, and Junction 28, that's the A12 in Brook Street. Still just updated, actually, M11 London bound, slow moving traffic between Junction 7, that's Harlow, and Junction 6, M25. In stock still, the road has been closed in both directions between the High Street and Honeypot Lane after an accident. School Lane is also closed. Delays on all approaches. A127 eastbound, slow traffic between M25, Junction 29, and the A128 halfway house. A120 eastbound, slow traffic between Coggleshaw and Marks Tay interchange. In Braintree, A313. Southbound, slow moving traffic between Broad Road and Marks Farm roundabout. In Braintree still, there's also slow moving traffic on the A120 east between the B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout. Looking at around 12 minutes there delay. A130 northbound, slow traffic approaching the A12, that's Junction 17 on Howe Green. In Rayleigh, slow traffic on Crown Hill towards the High Street. Ingerston, there's slow traffic on the High Street towards Stock Lane. Slow moving traffic on Southend Road in Billericay, that's northbound between Noak Hill Road and the High Street. On all approaches as well, leading up to Wilson's Corner, especially Ongar Road, is looking really sticky there. Now, let's head over to Chelmsford, where the B1007, New London Road, slow traffic in both directions on London Road and Park. Parkway and slow-moving traffic outbound towards the Army and Navy roundabout and Van Diemen's Road and Baddo Bypass, all towards the Army and Navy roundabout, looking pretty chocker. Colchester, A133 Clingo Hill, slow traffic westbound, Cowdrey Avenue, slow-moving traffic eastbound there between Westway to Ipswich Road. Now, the rail is looking fine, and there's also good news on the Tube, as normal service is resumed on the Circle Line anti-clockwise following the cancellations. Trains not stopping, though, on the District Line and Piccadilly Line eastbound at Hammersmith. Underground station is still closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town, and there's still severe delays on the Elizabeth Line between Paddington, Heathrow Terminal 5, and between London Paddington and Reading, and minor delays between Abbey Wood and London Paddington. So please check the service provider before you actually travel anywhere there. Also, just come in on the Piccadilly Line, trains are not stopping westbound at South Ealing. More travel updates from me in an hour.
Hey guys, this is Tom Walker and you're listening to Phoenix FM.
I watch as my whole world's going up in flames. Through the black smoke, I can see your face. Embers they rain as the walls come down. Where do we go when the lights go out? Just to watch me on my knees, my heart, it bleeds while you pour gasoline all over me. Set me on fire, cause you love the hurt. Set me on fire, just to watch me. Burn! Burn! What would you do if you lost control? You feel if your dreams are sold. With both your hands tied and your taped up mouth.
Such a strong single that from Tom Walker, that's Burn. Absolutely love that. Now at the studio, hopefully this is going to work again, we've got Ali in the not in the studio, actually we've got Ali up in Manchester from the Women's Soccer Show. Ali, hello.
Hello, Joe. Hello, listeners.
Yes, it's working. Well done. Yes, so Ali, you're from the Women's Soccer Show, co-host on that, aren't you?
I am co-host, co-producer, co-everything.
Yeah. And you, what you do so much as well for everything else. But we haven't got time to talk about that because what we want to do, we want to talk about the fixtures that are coming up this weekend. So if we can start off straight away. So Saturday, Aston Villa, that is welcoming Chelsea to the Bescot Stadium. Villa were actually tipped as one of the top four sides, yet after four matches, still have nil pois on the table. Ali, over to you.
I'm going to be honest, and I'm sorry any Villa fans listening, but I think you're going to be 5-5 in losses because Chelsea are looking strong at the moment. They've got the depth, whereas Villa are not clicking for whatever reason. They're missing that Daily Dali partnership that they've had before. And so, yeah, I think it's going to be 5-5.
Yeah, because they have got two people missing, as well as French international. You just mentioned there, Ken Zadali, also an ex-hammer, always have to put that. You also got Kirsty as well, obviously out as well. So their first choice attackers are not there. I know they've got ex-hammer Adriana Leon and Ebony Salmon as well, but it just doesn't seem to be working, does it?
It's not linking up for them, and maybe it's... time will tell, it will get better for them, but at the moment I think they're lucky that Bristol is having a worse time of it than they are.
Yeah, and Chelsea, as you say, well, they're just Chelsea, aren't they?
Well, that's it, you know, it doesn't matter if they get an injury. You know, they've had Frank Kirby out for so long, but they've got players to play in that midfield position, and now Kirby's back, so it just seems that they are never ending in terms of players.
Yeah, and with Emma Hayes as leading everything, what do you expect there? So a quick prediction, I will say 0-3.
Yeah, I'd say maybe, you know, 2-0 Chelsea.
Right, okay. Yeah, loving that. Right, then over to Sunday. Then we go Arsenal take on Man City at home at Meadow Park. That's a midday kickoff as well. Now, Arsenal are getting back in the game, I think, with Viv Miedemar and Beth Mead also back on the pitch. They're sitting seventh in the table with 2 wins, 1 loss and a draw. How do you think they're looking at the moment, Arsenal, Ali?
They've been shaky. They've had a couple of unexpected losses, but then they managed to pull back a win against the aforementioned Villa. You know, City are doing fantastic at the moment, but for anybody who follows our Lionesses will notice that Alex Greenwood had a clash of heads and was down for a long time, and it's been confirmed by Taylor she won't be playing in the match on Sunday, and that's going to be a huge loss for City. So that's something that Arsenal can capitalise on.
Yeah, I think actually you're absolutely right. I think it's a sensible decision as well to leave her out, to be fair. She said awful lot of games as well, so it does make sense, to be fair. But so Gareth Taylor's side, I just don't know, only conceded one goal, I think, as well at the moment, haven't they?
Yeah, they've had that draw against Chelsea, which was a crazy game for anybody that watched it. But yeah, they're doing better than expectations, to be honest. You know, many people counted them out with only doing one signing during the transfer window, but it seems to have worked and the team is gelling in a way that they weren't last season.
Well, I'd say that would be the game to watch if you can. Remember, you can watch these matches as well, a majority of them on the FA player as well. So I think it's going to be a test, I think, for Man City, actually, with Arsenal there. I think Arsenal are going to 2-1 this.
I do think it's going to be very, very close. I am going to disagree with you slightly. I think City will take it, but I think, it'll be 2-1, but in City's favour.
Fair enough. It would be boring if we all agreed. Right, now over to Liverpool. They're going to be welcome on not so dire, actually, Leicester City to Preston Park on Sunday. It's the best position that they've ever been in at the WSL at this point. They're fifth with 7 points, Al.
Yeah, no, absolutely cracking. You have to give credit where credit's due, that they are doing exceptionally well this season. Again, gelling in a way that they hadn't last season. Obviously, with Leicester pulled out the Great Escape, I'm sure they're going to get sick of us all talking about that, but it was so miraculous. And yeah, they're doing amazing. They had a loss against Man City, but that's not, you know, it's nothing to be sniffed at. If I was Liverpool, I'd be scared.
Yes.
To be honest.
No, yeah, well, we saw Matt Beard side Liverpool play us a couple of weeks ago, West Ham, if you're listening for the first time. And I saw a couple of cracks in their side, to be fair. Not what I was expecting. There was a lot of cracks in our side, but that's a different story.
Yeah, no, they've got some great players. Let's not get that wrong. You know, sure. Cavisto is an amazing defender. Emma Cavisto is probably their standout player. But the problem they've got is they can't really score goals.
No.
Their main goal scorer signed to Gotham United in the off-season, and they haven't really replaced that. And then when they do take a lead, they tend to leak goals at the back and not being able to hold on to it. So yeah, and yeah. Leicester are flying, whereas Liverpool are floundering.
Yeah, they've not found many shots anywhere near target actually this time, Liverpool. Right, let's get on to so I say it's going to be, I think Leicester are actually going to, I think they're on a roll, I think they're going to go for this, I think it's going to be a Leicester win 1-2.
I think it'll be a Leicester win. I'm going to give it 2-0 to Leicester.
Okay, loving that. Right, won't argue with that. Spurs versus Everton on Sunday, though. Of course, newly signed ex-Hammer Man United striker Martha Thomas, who's having a really great time at Spurs, because just been announced as the Barclays Player of the Month as well as a striker.
You know what? You can't argue with that. She's scored in every match that she's played in with Spurs, even with their loss against Chelsea. She's got a sneaky one back for them. And she's absolutely flying. She said it herself, when she's happy, she plays the best football. And she's clearly thriving over at Tottenham. Everton are a bit up and down. Yes, they won in the derby, but they Liverpool derby, but they've not really found their feet. Yeah, but that was the same as last season. They lost a lot of players this season through injury, retirement, loan recalls. So I'd be, again, nervous if I was a toffee.
Yeah, it's a tough one for the Evertonians, I must admit, at the moment. Yeah, again, sort of like, I think it's a great business on Spurs. You know, obviously got Beth England as well, unfortunately out injured at the moment. But when she's back, it's going to be a formidable side, I think. I'm going 3-1. Everton, I put 4-1. I've just crossed it out and put 3-1. Now I'm going for 3-1.
Spurs or Everton, because I was going to say, I'm going to give it
Spurs. Yeah.
Spurs, as much as that pains me to say, I think I'm going to give it Spurs.
Okay.
And I think Martha's on an absolute fire, so I'm going to give him, 3-0, 3-1 would definitely be up there.
Right, okay. So we've got a couple of matches left really quickly. We've got Brighton versus Man United on Sunday. Now, Mary Earps has just been awarded the Sunday Times Sportswoman of the Year. Mary Earps, obviously, the Lioness goalkeeper as well. How do you feel Brighton have been performing this season, though, Al?
Not up to expectation, to be honest. They made some insane signings at the beginning of this season with Vicky Lasoda, who is a Champions League, you know, finalist, you know, up there, played for Barcelona. You've got, you know, Pauline Bremer, who was a finalist even in the last season's Champions League. So they've got some cracking players, but it's not just hit in the right way for Brighton. They did go 1-0 up against Chelsea, but just couldn't hold on to it and ended up losing 4-2 in the end against Chelsea last week. So, again, Brighton's a team that they're lucky. There are teams worse than them at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And Man United women, obviously, we can see like the loss of Russo has affected them slightly, but still doing all right, to be fair.
Yeah, again, they signed really well. It was one of those things that they used the Russo money really cleverly, and you know, you've got Mallard, who is scoring goals for fun. You've got JC, the forward, who again is just a tricky player to play against. So, you know, Man United flying high for good reason.
Yep, so I'm gonna go 1-4. So Brighton 1, Man United 4. Al?
I think it'll be a little closer than that. I'm going to give it 2-0 to Man United.
Yeah, I've got a Brighton fan screaming at me. Right, and then finally we go to the one that I'll be at. West Ham United versus Bristol City this Saturday. Sunday, I should say, at Dagenham. 3 p.m. kickoff, I think, that one, to be fair. I don't know. I'm normally there early anyway. Bristol were faves, actually, for the relegation this season. I think, like, actually, Lauren Smith is not doing, actually, a bad job, to be fair, at Bristol. What do you reckon, Al?
No, she's not. The problem with Bristol is, again, they didn't get the signings in during the transfer window, which, yes, they're a cohesive team from when they won the championship, but it is a big leap, which I don't think people realise, to go from championship to WSL. It's a huge leap. And unfortunately, they haven't reinforced, as their results will tell you. They haven't. So, yeah, Lauren Smith is doing well, but it's just not quite good enough for the WSL.
Yeah. And, of course, we've got West Ham United. They're massive, so... No, we're doing really well. It's taking time. You know, I think, you know, it's all to do. We could do, like, a majority of sort of teams in the WSL, a little bit more money into the squad, but ultimately, you know, we've got some absolute crackers, you know, the French internationals, got the Japanese internationals, as well as Maka as well, in the in goal. So Al, what do you reckon is going to happen this week?
I mean, for anybody who doesn't know, we played Bristol in a pre-season friendly and we beat them 3-0. I have watched Viv's scorpion kick goal on repeat because it was just a thing of beauty. I reckon we're going to do something similar again. I think we've got great players. We can out-muscle Bristol 3-0.
Yeah, and obviously Ryko as well, the Japanese signing, just kind of getting used to the WSL and fitting in nicely to the team. I can see her getting a couple, to be fair. So if you're a Bristol City fan, please hold your ear, because I am going to say it's about time we started scoring. I think it's going to be a 4-1 for us.
Brave, Joe, brave.
Well, I am. You've got to be brave or not, but, you know, come on. Al, come on, what's your prediction?
I'm going to say it's going to be another 3-0 like we did in the pre-season.
Fair do, yeah. Listen, Ali, thanks ever so much again, and we'll be speaking to you soon. I've got all the predictions. We'll see if we are right. Ali, thanks again ever so much. Have a brilliant weekend, won't you? And speak to you soon.
Yeah. Speak to you soon, Joe.
Made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The magic's working.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Now, I've been promising since the start of the show that I'm going to play you three tracks from the best-selling singles. This is the top 40 from 1992. Now, your favourite singer amongst these? No, that was number three in the UK charts, the highest selling number three that was. At number two, there was Rhythm is a Dancer with Snap. Number one, I Will Always Love You. And this one, oh, came in at number four. Track that was. Yeah, that was Stay, Shakespeare's Sister. Now, I've gone all the way down the chart to number 17. Yes, but because number 5, Please Don't Go, was KWS. End of the Road was Boy to Men, ABBA-esque EP. Erasure was at number 7. There's so many, but I've gone for a duo. I thought I'd fit two into one. The Best Things in Life Are Free. Now, coming up in the last hour of this week's On Drive, we've got Guest the Intro, One Hit Wonder, and of course, Shake It Off. So I will see you after the news.
You know it. The best things. on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.